can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, well, well. Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join us as we dissect the latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Movies Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Heidi, and I'm joined by the wonderful Ariane.
Hi, everyone.
Today we are talking about mid-90s, which is out in theaters now. And we are also going to be talking about the sort of classic, I would say almost at the point of classic, Billy Elliot. Which is, we're talking about the movie version. We are not talking about the musical play version.
2014, I think that was.
I don't remember exactly when the Broadway came out, but the movie we're talking about is from 2000.
2000, yes.
So, mid-90s is currently in theaters, so 2018. It is directed by Jonah Hill, also written by Jonah Hill, and he was one of the producers. There are other producers involved.
Right.
Also, one of the things I want to mention, if you want to see this movie, it is pretty short. It's like an hour, like, 55, like, maybe less than that, maybe more like around hour 30. So it's pretty short. So if you're looking for someone that's not too long in theaters, you know, I'd say this is a good choice. It had sort of like an indie vibe to it. Like something of, like, I feel like it felt like a director's, this is like his first directorial movie.
Yeah.
And it felt like that to me.
Okay.
Which I don't think is a bad thing.
No, I watched all the trailers it definitely gives you that almost a documentary kind of, you know, this is my first time feel. Because I know that in the trailers there was a lot of camera movement, and I was like,
There's a lot of movement. Yeah, and I kind of liked that. I thought it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this movie, it is about Stevie, who is a 13-year-old boy, and this takes place in the 90s,
yeah,
as
obviously.
You may have guessed.
Yeah.
Takes place in 1990s-era Los Angeles. And as like when I watch this film, I don't... Like, it makes sense to me that it's, like, in the summer. I don't think they explicitly say that, but it's in the summer, and it has, like, that sort of, like, sunburnt kind of style. Like, everything, like, Los Angeles and everything just feels very, like, hot.
Yeah.
And things like that. And this happens sort of, like, as Stevie is struggling between his, like, troubled home life and then the friends that he meets during the summer, and they are local skaters, and they hang out at, like, the local skate shop. And Stevie has some troubles with his, like, abusive older brother and his single mom. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like him as he finds this new group of friends. And, you know, he spends less time at home. And he goes into sort of, like, growing up. But in, I would say this is, I hesitate to say this is, like, a coming-of-age film. I don't know if I would say that.
Well, aren't a lot of the friends that he makes in the film, they're older than him. Like, isn't he the youngest one
in
that crew?
So he's, like, they also don't explicitly say his age. So I got his age as 13 from, like, basically what the internet told me.
Uh-huh.
But they never really say that in the movie.
Right.
The other boys that he hangs out with, the oldest ones are, like, junior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And... Like, it doesn't really matter to me necessarily what their ages are specifically, but there is definitely a big age gap between Stevie and the older kids. And it's kind of like the same thing for the setting. Like, it doesn't really matter to me if it takes place in the summer or not.
Yeah.
Because the most important things that happen are, like, them out on the streets and them out skateboarding
right.
and things like that. And Stevie is not a good skateboarder. He's not a skater. But he sees all these kids being skaters, and he thinks they're super cool. And he wants to join their group. Mm-hmm. So he tries to teach himself how to skateboard. I would say he really never gets super good.
Oh, God.
He never really, like, you know, super improves. But that's okay.
He tries.
He tries really hard.
Yeah.
Which is part of the movie. Okay, so there are some things that happen in this that I don't want to give away. Because it's a movie that has some twists that I was not expecting. Because I'm thinking... It's going to be like, you know, like sometimes like indie movies just kind of have that like day in the life type feel.
Yeah.
And not a lot like super big things happen. Right. Because it's more like a slice of life type of thing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I went into thinking about this. But I would say there are some twists that I wasn't expecting. And I appreciated that. Also, so speaking about this film, Jonah Hill, who I love as an actor.
Me too.
He's great. I think he's great in comedy and also in drama. Mm-hmm. And I'm very impressed. Oscar nominated. Did he win an Oscar? He did, right? For Moneyball?
I think he did. Yeah, he did. So his range is amazing. I love him as an actor.
Yeah. So he is, as we said, great actor range and also Oscar winning.
Yeah.
And this is his first directorial. He says that he would call himself a writer before anything. Because when he was in college, he was doing like writing and movie making more on that side of the camera. But he ended up taking an acting class to like better understand actors and how to work with them, things like that. And he was really good.
Yeah.
And I was listening to an interview. If you guys want to listen to a really great interview with Jonah Hill, you could listen to the Fresh Air podcast with the OG Terry Gross. And she asks him about kind of how he got into acting, but then also now doing directing. And he was really good at acting. And he kind of said, like, they basically just complimented him enough in his acting that he decided to pursue that more seriously. Mm-hmm. And then he met Judd Apatow, and he did Superbad. Yeah. And, you know, the rest is history in that sense. He did comedy. He also, people noticed his drama abilities. He got transitioned to doing drama. And I think he took... To write this movie, it took him like 3 years, and he was saying that he just put everything that he had into this because when he was a kid in the 90s, he did do skating as well, which is interesting because he said he was not a good skater, which is like the main character in this film. He's not very good.
You wouldn't see him as like a skater in general. It's like, really? That's what you did?
Yeah, so I don't think it was like, I mean, obviously it wasn't his life passion. He went on to work in movies.
Right.
But he did say he was pretty into it for a few years. So kind of a short period of time.
Phase.
Yeah, a phase. But he was really drawn to it. And almost more than the skating, I would say, it felt like to me he was drawn to the people in it. And kind of like some of the culture of skating. Mm. Like, kind of like, I can't say that on air. Sort of like the screw you type attitude of a skater, you know, and like the punk attitude and like talking back to authority.
Yeah.
Things like that. And so I felt like that's in it a lot, and you see that a lot in this film. Mm-hmm. The main character Stevie is drawn to them because they don't care about authority, because the kids just skate anywhere they want. They're on the sidewalk, you know.
Yeah,
they're, you know, skating down like the suicide lane on roads.
Oh my
like,
gosh.
They don't care.
Yeah,
and he really loves that.
I think it's more I kind of, when I was watching the trailers, I was like, he's really just kind of trying to find where he fits. That's kind of like the feel I got, because even like in one of the scenes, it's like the dude was one of the older guys was kind of giving him a like almost like an older brother talk, like, you know, I'm here, I'm gonna help you out, but you need to realize who you are kind of talk, you know what I mean? So I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing, so did he ever figure it out?
Kind of,
without spoiling.
That's almost why I have a hard time saying this is a coming-of-age film. Because I feel like there's not a huge focus on him. This is, I guess, in my opinion, I would say there's not a huge focus on him becoming a better person or, like, finding himself. I feel like at the end, they talk about that. Or they don't even really talk about it. It, like, you sort of get some of that.
Oh, okay.
But it's brief. And you definitely get in this film, like, the sense of like a troubled kid, but he's not a bad kid.
Right.
It's just that he has troubles in his life, and he kind of finds this group of other kids who also have that.
Yeah.
And they're rebellious.
He can relate.
And like, he can relate on that sense. But it's also very much like, this is like, I just watched this. It's like, this is definitely how boys are. Like, they're not talking about their problems.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like skating.
Yeah.
You know, like, they don't talk about
this
their woes.
This is what we do to release. That's it.
Right. Yeah. They just like skate and drink and like, you know, hit things.
They're coping.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
They're not going to talk to
you
at all.
Which is, and I felt like that was very real, because it would have been, you know, I wouldn't have believed it if they were always talking about, you know, their struggles.
Guys, they don't
because
do
they
that.
Don't they don't really do that very much.
No.
And there is like a scene when they do have sort of like a brother moment of sitting down and talking. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that you brought that up, because Stevie does have his brother at home, and his brother at home is abusive and
to
Stevie, and his mom is a single mother, and you kind of learn, like, there's a pretty big age difference between Stevie and his mm-hmm. older brother, and kind of like the circumstances of like their mom has never been married, and they have a struggle with that, like they struggle with that situation because their mom's not always the best mom.
Right.
And I think, like, you kind of get this conversation, not even, it's such like a boy movie because there's not really a conversation between them about their mom. It's more of like they're playing video games and sort of talking about it, you know, like it's very like, just, that's what boys do. Yeah. And you
make
kind
some
of get
quick
a,
points.
Exactly.
You better
it's
understand
very brief.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. Or I'm going to hit you. Yeah. Yeah. And you kind of get an idea of some of what his older brother went through. Mm. And you do get some moments of, like, I understand kind of why he's abusive like he is, you know. Okay. And I would say I really appreciated that. They could have just written his brother in a way that maybe you didn't really have sympathy for.
Right. Because
he could be kind of the villain in the film.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really glad they didn't do that. They gave him a bit of a story. And you do see a glimpse into kind of his mind,
right,
you know. And I'm really glad that
Jonah Hill's a good writer.
Yeah, he is a good writer. Yeah. Because as we said, I feel like he's a really good actor, and he's a really good writer,
right?
Like, he's not writing like comedy jokes, you know, he's writing mm-hmm. a serious film,
right?
And he did that very well. He also directed it well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some really good, like, there is sort of like a jump scare moment, kind of.
Yeah.
And they do that well.
Okay.
And it has good drama in it. So I really enjoyed, I thought Jonah Hill was a really good director in this.
Yeah, I like
so,
Jonah
good
Hill.
For him. Good yeah. for him for doing directing and
I
writing.
I think that he wanted it to have that 90s feel, too.
Oh, it
so
does.
So like the newbie-looking kind of director camera shake stuff.
It does kind of have that feeling.
Because all those 90s films are just like, really, this could have been so much better.
Yeah.
This is what we get.
Right.
Definitely. Yeah. I liked the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to relive the 90s a little bit, you mm-hmm. could watch this movie again and have that feeling.
Yeah. 90s were fun.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about some more movies.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Movie Podcast. We are continuing our discussion of mid-90s. One of the things that I want to add about this is I want to talk a little bit about the casting.
Mm-hmm.
So Stevie, he, like, the way when they cast him, they definitely chose a boy who looks young. He looks so small. And especially next to these older, like, other boys, mm-hmm. the other skater kids. He's so tiny. And he is played by Sonny Suljic.
Mm.
And he is an actor. He's very good. I think he has a lot of promise in his future careers. I think also if he sticks with Jonah Hill, I think he's going to have some good success.
Yeah. Has he been in any other films? I've never heard of him.
I'm not sure. This was the first time that I had really seen him.
Mm.
But I would not be... I'm sure he's been other things.
Sure.
He's very good. Yeah, I would definitely say look out for him. He has a good future. The other boys in the film who are the skater kids, they are actually not actors. They are actually pro skaters.
Really?
Which I thought was amazing. And it makes sense because they're very good skaters.
And they make him look like trash.
They didn't have to try hard. I don't know if like the kid just tried to not do... I don't know. He couldn't
just do what you can kind of thing.
Basically like, we're not going to teach you, just try.
Yeah, exactly. That's so cool. They're professional skaters.
Yeah, and Jonah Hill was saying in this interview that he wanted pro skaters, and he met one pro skater, and that that guy led him to other kids, and they're all young. Like, they look young. I didn't look up their exact ages, but they all look the part. And if you're looking, so I can't say all the names of these characters.
They're hilarious.
So one of the other skaters, his name is Gio Galicia, and he plays Ruben. There is Nicole Smith, who plays Ray. There is Olin Prenat, who plays a character's name I cannot say.
Sorry.
Yeah, explicit content.
Yes.
Another skater, Ryder McLaughlin, who plays, his name is Fourth Grade, which is great. The mom is played by Catherine Watterson. There's also another actress, Alexa DeMay, who plays a girl in the film. And then Stevie's older brother, Ian, is played by Lucas Hedges. I think everyone did a great job. Also, in terms of their wardrobe, one, I would say skater look has not changed. It kind of looks the same.
From the 90s to now,
it's kind of the same. 20
years later. Come on, people.
It's like kind of the same.
Yeah.
But that sort of like fits the skater motif of like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, it fits. But they made a really good job. Everyone looks like they're from the 90s. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of, in the beginning, you see a lot of like pop culture references of like the music, the cartoons, the games they play. Like,
oh, gosh.
They did a pretty good job. I enjoyed that. I liked that. Some themes in here that I felt were very strong would sort of be like the theme of family, but not like biological family, or not like a this is us type of family, but in like finding people who accept you
for who you are,
but also accept you and take care of you. Which, because I wouldn't say there's a time when Stevie's in his household where he's not, well, I mean, his mom doesn't accept his friends because she doesn't like the skaters, but he doesn't feel like they're saying that he shouldn't be himself. Like, we'll talk about the movie Billy Elliot, which I feel like has a much stronger vibe of, like, you know, be yourself. But this is, like, a way of, you love the people you're with, sort of like the people who raise you and the influences you have. And then also, like, I guess people who want to, like, take care of you in a way. Because we'll see that Stevie has, I don't want to give this away. He has some issues that he deals with in ways that are unhealthy. And some of the ways that it actually connects is, I really, watching this film, because I don't skate, but I got to the idea of, like, if you're skating, you have to be willing to, like, you know, skate down a bunch of stairs 10,000 times and probably fall on your face 10,000 times on concrete.
Or 9,999. Yes. You'll get it one time.
You'll get it once, and then you have to do it again.
You know, skaters are brave, though. They are. Yes. I'm like, I'm not breaking my arm just to do that. Are you crazy?
I'll walk. Exactly. Just to, like, skate on a piece of wood.
Yeah, no.
You know? And I definitely got that feeling in this film. And I think Jonah Hill also said that in his interview. He said one of the reasons why I wasn't a good skater is because I wasn't willing to do that.
Yeah.
You know, which I totally get. But you see how in the skater community there's almost this feeling of, like, a glutton for punishment. Like, you're going to try this as many times as you physically can to get it. You know, physically and mentally can.
They do.
And there's a part where you really see that Stevie, like, he's not good, but he takes so many hits trying to learn, you know, and he won't give up because he's willing to go through all of that to get better, you know, because and that's most, like, what he wants.
Most of them do, too. They're like, I'm going to get this down if it breaks me.
Oh, yeah, and it breaks people. So, yeah, so I'd say there's definitely this feeling of family and people take care of you because they want to take care of Stevie, even though he's doing things that are going to hurt himself.
Right.
You know? Also, in this, you get sort of the idea of, like, class, race, masculinity, like, because they're all boys, and there's a scene in the very beginning when one of the kids, Ruben, sells Stevie a skateboard, and Stevie says, thank you, and Ruben says, don't say thank you, people are gonna think you're gay. And it's, like, this, like, stupid, like, boy thing of, like, no, I'm a man.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not going to think that I'm gay, you know, or something stupid like that.
It's so 90s, too. It's like, oh, you're gay.
Yeah.
Stop it.
It is. And, like, just like you, I see things like that, and I just have moments where I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, you see that, and there's like, there's where they talk about like race briefly, and they talk about like class, because just like the kids they all hang out with, like the different like levels, stories they all come from, and things like that. And I really appreciated how it got, that got worked in. My one of my small complaints about this is that Stevie is so young and so much smaller than all the other boys, and he looks like a little tiny kid.
Yeah.
That there are things that happen in this film where I'm like, I don't know if I believe that. Because you're so young.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I don't know if you would do that.
Yeah, that's why I asked at the beginning. I was just like, those boys are a lot older than him. Because I know if my son was like 13, I'm like, what are you doing hanging out with 16, 17-year-olds?
Yeah.
You don't need, just because, I mean, I'm not saying that age is like a really big factor, but at that time, you know more than like at 16, 17, 18, you know more than a 13-year-old. And especially them like experiencing stuff, you know what I mean? It's like, do I really want my kid to know that right now?
Yeah.
So some of these, that's why I was just like, you're hanging out with a really, you know, older crowd than I feel like you're mentally ready for.
Right.
But then again, with his, the issues with his family and stuff like that, he's probably like more mature than you would expect him to be because of situations he's going through.
Yeah. And I would say you get a sense of both of those things. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of like he has gone through a lot and he has some maturity in that. Mm-hmm. But then there are also other lines where you're like, you're so little. Like, you're so naive. Like, he comes to meet the boys and he has a skateboard that has like a dinosaur on it.
Yay!
Like,
we like dinosaurs.
Yeah, like, oh gosh. And that's why the other kid, Ruben, is like, you should buy my skateboard.
Yeah.
You can't. That, your skateboard sucks.
Yeah.
And just, like, there are things that are, like, you're so young that, like, you, I don't know, you get the sense of, like, he shouldn't be doing all these things, but you see kind of why he is.
Right, right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I'd say, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So one of the other films that I want to talk about is Billy Elliot. And I would say mid-90s and Billy Elliot have things in common that I want to point out around the end. So this is a film from the from 2000. Mm-hmm. It is a British film. And it is directed by Stephen Daldry, produced by Greg Brenman, John Finn, and it is written by Lee Hall. Mm-hmm. And so in this film, Billy Elliot, it's basically like, it's like a dance drama. And it is about a young boy becoming a professional ballet dancer. Mm-hmm. It is set in Northeast England during like 1984, 1985, like a coal miner's strike. Billy Elliot's dad is a coal miner, and so is his brother. The film stars Jamie Bell, who is the 11-year-old Billy, and he is sort of like an aspiring dancer, but he's fighting the negative stereotype of being a male ballet dancer.
Yeah.
And he's fighting the stereotype a lot because his father is a coal miner, his brother is a coal miner, and his brother's kind of a bully. And those are just like very like masculine things.
Yeah.
Like, his mother has passed away, so it's just the two males in the household.
Mm.
And just like how they're like, you can't be a ballet dancer.
Right, no.
There's no way.
Take boxing.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a ballet teacher who is tough, but she cares about him.
Mm.
And the film was released September 2000, and then it became a West End stage show called Billy Elliot the Musical in 2005. And then it opened in Australia in 2007, also as a stage performance. Oh, and then it went on Broadway 2008.
Mm.
So it's had many, many lives.
Yes, it has.
I can really say, watching this film, I was like, I get why it would be a musical, because there's so many, like Billy Elliot's a dancer.
Yeah.
And you really see that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's just, like, almost this, like, dance montage type thing in the middle of the part, with like, in the middle of the movie, when you see that Billy is dancing so much to, like, that's, like, how he expresses himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's just, I'm like, yeah, I could see this on the stage. Like, that's a really long dance number in like, it doesn't make sense, really. Like, it's almost fantastical in a way.
Yeah,
where like, it's in reality, it's grounded in reality, but I was like, really, he's doing that? I don't know, that's kind of all right,
you
kid,
can be,
you're
done
like
now.
Really, like, yeah, really gifted. I get it, you're good.
But then you know that, like, people who are passionate about that could do that all day.
Right.
And it's like,
yeah.
Okay.
But I'm like, do you have enough training to do that? You're like doing like tap. Like, yeah. Really? But yeah. So I also would say the kid who played Billy Elliot, Jamie Bell, he is very talented.
He did a good job.
He did a really good job. And kind of what happens is Billy is sent to do boxing lessons by his father. He's not good at boxing.
Okay.
And while at his boxing lesson, he sees a ballet class like going on in the same gym. And he has to stay late after boxing to practice because he's bad.
Yeah.
And so they tell him to stay. And when he's doing that, he sees the girls doing ballet. And he kind of ends up joining them. He doesn't really want to at first, but he's interested. You can tell.
Because
he keeps like looking at them, like wondering what they're doing. And he's trying to like fight the girly image of ballet basically throughout the whole film. But he also gets sucked into it and he's very good. So he's like fighting his own talent, kind of.
Was this based on a true story or was it just kind of like a...
I think it was just like kind of made up. Yeah. You know, it's not based
But I'm sure
off
like
anyone.
Real male ballet dancers would probably be going through this.
Yeah.
If they were straight.
I guess. Or if you're still in the closet.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's definitely... like, it's grounded in things that I could definitely see happening
real
world, for sure. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back and keep talking about Billy Elliot.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the movie podcast. We are ending our show by talking about Billy Elliot. And one of the things that I want to mention about this that I feel like is definitely a theme is the idea of, like we mentioned it in mid-90s, it's the idea of like acceptance by your family and love from your family. But also in this story, more than in mid-90s, is the acceptance of yourself. Kind of like there's a point when Billy knows that he wants to be a dancer, but he's fighting against the image of it and fighting some of his like desire to obey his family and to not let them down.
Right.
While he can't really contain some of his dancing energy, I would say.
Creativity.
His creativity that
he's
comes
all about
out
it.
A lot of
you
dancing.
Know he's all about it when he's dancing. He's like, yes, this is me.
Right. And when he starts dancing,
he
like can't really stop.
Yeah.
Like once he starts taking lessons, like just the way he walks is dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And his father's just like, stop, just walk normally.
Yeah.
Like just, why do you have to like skip around?
But yeah, it definitely shows that in the film. Like you can tell that he's just, you know, once he's in his zone, he's there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And there's a lot of sort of similar to how in mid-90s there's the theme of poverty, like in class. Mm-hmm. There's definitely that going on in this because ballet can be a very posh world and his family does not come from that.
Yeah.
They're coal miners and they're on strike.
Coal miners.
Yeah. And so they're on strike. So they're his father and his brother aren't even working. So they're very poor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also very evident in this. And you feel really bad for his father because his father wants to provide for his family.
Yeah.
But they're trying to fight for better wages, you know, and better working conditions. So they're trying to go on strike. And there's like this heartbreaking scene when his father is going to like break strike to pay for Billy to go to ballet school. And it's so sad. And you kind of hate his brother in this because both mid-90s and Billy Elliot have like the sort of abusive brother.
Yeah.
I would say Billy Elliot, his brother's not abusive, he's a bully
and verbally though
verbally true he's like verbally
yeah
just like not nice to his brother.
Yeah.
He puts his brother on so much under so much stress, really saying like you can't be a ballet dancer,
right?
Like you're gay, you know, like you can't do that. And that also comes up in the film as well. There's sort of like this vibe of like, it's like sexual, like homosexual vibes that kind of fit into being accepted as well.
Yeah.
And there's like some tension of that because Billy Elliot is kind of like, I don't want to be associated with that.
Yeah.
But I love dancing.
He likes the dancing.
Yeah. And so whatever comes with that, you know, he kind of just like, I'm just going to, you know, whatever. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
There's some tension with that as well.
Was that, I was going to say, was that the locker scene when after the audition with when he...
There's a couple scenes like that. There's like some kid is basically being nice to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, shut up. And he like, tries, like fight him.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of that from like, it makes so much sense when you see the world that Billy comes from, which is very like, don't put on a,
manly.
Know, like manly, you know, like don't be a wimp.
Yeah.
He says like in the British, he's like, don't be a puff. Yeah. There's so much like so colloquialisms in this film. Gosh. That I just thought were hilarious.
I want to be British.
Well, I mean, watching this movie, I like, and I would like pause it, and then I would say something to my roommate, and I'd be like, "Did I just say that in an accent?"
Right?
Like, I'm like picking up their words, and so I feel like this kid is trying to be nice to him, and he's like, "Oh, he was, I'm not like gay, you know," him, and like fights him, and it's just very like a manly world that he goes into this rich posh world, and they're all like stuck up and like. Clean and
like, well, because ballet class is not cheap.
No.
Yeah. No. And so, you know, if like you're taking that class, you come from a family that has the money to pay for that. Not just like his, like you said, his dad was going to break the strike to just to pay for it because it's pretty expensive. And then I think there was a conversation with his dad. It was like, how much is this going to cost? And he was like upset about it.
Right. Yeah, and he was upset about it, but he didn't want to take handouts either.
Yeah.
He didn't want to accept, like, from the ballet teacher who was going to help Billy, like, potentially go to the Royal Ballet School. He's like, I don't want your handout. I don't want your pity.
Charity.
And she's like, that's not what it is. Yeah. But he, like, is said that he's not going to.
Yeah.
So they work to pay. And there's a moment, also like how in mid-90s, there's a moment with his brother where you see some tenderness and care that also happens in this, which is it's so sweet. But... I would say between both films, they kind of have similarity where, like, the mother figure is either not there physically or at times, like, maybe not there fully caring in a way.
Right.
And you see that in both. And sort of, like, a sense of, like, I don't know, like, absence of, like, a parental figure a little bit. Or not understanding of what's going on. Or not understanding what their kid is doing. Sort of in a sense of, like, oh, you're acting up. And not really understanding why of what's going on.
Right.
Also, you get to see the brother have a moment of understanding and of love. And they're not fully a villain. You know, you don't fully hate them throughout the film. And you kind of feel some pity for them as well in both. And there's kind of like finding acceptance either of yourself or within friends. And also I would say there is a scene in mid-90s where there's an acceptance of the skaters, where the mom feels some acceptance of who they are.
For her son to be hanging out with them.
A little bit, yeah. And so I like you see some of that and like fitting in, finding people who support you. And I also say in Billy Elliot, his way of letting out his frustrations is through dance. And as maybe I want to say that in mid-90s, it's letting it out through skating, I would say he's not really good enough for that to happen. Or, which I feel bad, I keep saying that in this film. He's trying, okay?
He's trying.
He's so small.
But I think their attitudes in mid-90s with the just kind of, you know, screw it kind of attitude.
Yeah, it's very flippant.
Yeah, that's how he's going to get it out. Even
yeah.
though he's not, like, the best skater.
Right.
Like, you're going to get it out and doing this, like, stuff that you don't care if you get in trouble. So.
Right. And there is, yeah. So I would say there's, like, how you let out your frustrations.
Right.
In mid-90s, you'll see what I mean when you watch it. But there's, like, letting out your anger. And you kind of see that in a lot of all of the skaters.
Right,
really.
Right.
Oh, also I want to mention, I did not mention this. In mid-90s, there is, the character fourth grade is filming a skate video and you, like, do, like, the whole film, he's filming this and you're like, what's going on? And you do actually see the video at the end, so stay for that.
Oh, okay.
You see his skate video, which is, funny and, it's a skate video. It's,
oh, gosh.
It's okay. You know, it's
crashes.
The skate video from the 90s.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, man.
It's, yeah, it's cute. It's cute. Okay. So I would say see both of these films. Billy Elliot, to me, I had seen as a child, and it's like one of my dad really likes the film. It's like kind of like a classic in my mind and heart. And I'm sure it'd make a great play. You should probably go see that as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mid-90s is out in theaters. Go see it. It's great as well. Highly suggest. I look forward to what else Jonah Hill is going to write and direct.
Me too. Me too. And I hope he sticks to writing and directing because
I agree.
He's a good writer, especially just seeing, like, it's not just all comedy for him, even though, like, he plays that role very well.
Right.
Because he's hilarious. But yeah, he's also, like, his dramatic side there. You can totally see. I like him. I don't know. I can talk about him. But
he has heart, and that really comes through.
Oh yeah, and his like dedication to what he does is amazing too. Because you've seen him like fluctuate with his weight and then just kind of not even care, but he'll go all in what he's doing.
For sure. He did it very well. Mm-hmm. So hats off to both these films. Please go see them, and I hope you all have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.